Hi. First of all, thank you so much for this request. I think it's going to be really fun and interesting, but I'm a little nervous. I've never had anything like this before. Thank you. I'm excited. I did pick out an outfit for you. Kind of. I picked out a dress and I bought this dress recently, and it's super pretty, and I feel so good in it, but I really have nowhere to wear it. So, thank you also for helping me justify this purchase. So it is. It's hard for me to know how to describe women's clothing to men, but I'll do my best. I'll keep it simple. It is a short dress with black lace at the bottom and some more black lace sort of framing my tits, I guess you could say. And the rest is like a bluish purple galaxy print and has little tiny spaghetti straps. And yeah, I just feel really sexy in it, and I saw it and I bought it, and I immediately thought, honey, what the hell are you gonna do with that? I'm not gonna take it off just yet because it's really soft and like sort of thin but silky, and I don't know, I really like the feeling of it, so I think I'm gonna leave it on for a little longer. I kind of have a plan that I hope you're okay with. I've got my favorite vibrator next to me, and I'm very curious what this dress will feel like between me and the vibrator, if that makes sense. So, yeah, anyway. Moving on. I'm gonna keep the dress on. And this part might be a little bit difficult, but I'll do my best. And I'll just start, like you said, from my hair to my toes, okay? My hair is, I think I would describe it as a pretty decent afro. Maybe not huge 1970s afro, but definitely decent for the modern day. I would say about 6 inches, 7 inches. But right now I have pulled it into pigtails because it's been kind of hot to deal with it just being crazy. And I'm not what I would describe as a super confident girl about all my features. There are a lot of things that I don't love about my physical body, but I love, love, love my hair. I love that it's just natural and curly and crazy, and yeah, I don't tie it up very often. It has to be very hot for me to do that. And it's been very hot lately, so I usually just wear it all crazy all over the place. I guess moving downward, we have what? My eyes? My eyes are basically black. I mean, on my driver's license, it says dark brown, but they were being generous. I rarely see my eyes as like anything lighter than black. They're very, very dark. Almond shaped, I believe is what they call it. And I actually like them for whatever reason. I like my eyes a lot. I think having dark eyes is wildly underrated. I feel like they're just as expressive as lighter eyes, but with a little added hint of mystery, you know? So I don't know, makes me feel sexy. And I love my eyebrows too. I guess I skipped over those. I think my eyebrows have a very sexy little arch. moving downwards. I don't love my nose. I don't think anyone really loves their nose, though. I think everyone thinks that their nose is too big for their face, and I am definitely on that train. But I am growing into it. I'm still young. My face is still, like, growing into my nose, so I don't love it, but we're getting there. Some people have described it as a sort of button nose. I think it's sort of wide, and I guess the word would be sort of bulbous. It looks like a regular nose, but with a cherry on top. So sometimes that's good, and sometimes that's bad. I like my lips a lot. I think that they are very annoying to put lipstick on, which really just means that they have a very sort of interesting shape that can't really be worked with very well, unless you're a professional. So it sounds like a bad thing, but it's really a compliment. I think that my lips are interesting. I think they're unique, and that's what I like about them. Overall, I guess I like my face. I think that my only issue with it is that, like I said, I'm still young, so I've got little bits and pieces of acne and acne scars from high school and that sort of thing. But it's definitely not as bad as it used to be. I'm not as bad as a teenager. That was awful. But, you know, I'm dealing with it. One of my favorite parts of my body is actually my neck and collarbone area. I don't know why, I guess because I'm very skinny and very petite, that my bones sort of stick out in a way, and I love that it kind of goes all the way across into my shoulders. I don't know why I love that. It's sort of that sort of sexy 90s model, you know, that was like maybe a little bit too skinny, but like sort of used her bones as like accessories. And I'm not saying that that's the way to go, that women should be that skinny. That's probably a bad thing, but I always loved that look of, you know, the model holding onto her collarbone, almost like it's a part of the ensemble. I always thought that was so glamorous when I was growing up. Gosh, that sounds horrible, but I obviously think different things now, but when I was younger and looking at those magazines and things, I thought that was very glamorous. So yeah, I kind of like the places where my bones sort of are a little more exposed. Collarbone, my shoulders, my hips, which we'll get to. I have very small tits. I want to say that they're small, but what's a word that's smaller than small? They're tiny. they have been called bee stings, and I think that that's actually quite generous. But I do like them. The more I look at porn and see other women's breasts, I've grown to appreciate them, because they don't, you know, I know they're not like sagging, and they're not, it's not difficult to keep them in place, you know, they just sit proper and perky, and yeah, I think I've grown to appreciate them over the years, and I love my nipples. I used to get teased for them because they were so dark, like Hershey's Kisses, which kind of sounds like a good thing, but I used to take that very harshly and I used to really get upset, but I've grown to like them quite a lot. Where are we now? I guess maybe I should talk about my arms, which I actually have no problems with. I don't think they're as toned as they could be, maybe. But, I guess they fit me. And my hands, I guess I feel about the same way. They fit me. I wish I would stop chewing on my nails, but I'm just gonna blame that on how crazy the world is right now, and I'm just gonna let myself chew my nails a bit longer. We all have our vices, and everyone needs an outlet, and that is mine. And I especially love my right hand, because that's the hand with my only tattoo, and I got it a year ago, and I'm still just as obsessed with it, so yeah, I love my hands, and I can't wait to tattoo them some more. What else? I guess we're moving down to my tummy, which every woman, even the most fit of women, have a love-hate relationship with their tummies, because my stomach on September 1st is a very different entity than my stomach on September 16th. Women's bodies just change over the course of the month, so right now, I think she's very cute, and I love her. She's not all flat and toned and all of that, but I like her just the way she is. Except for, I used to have a belly button piercing, and my body rejected it, and I'm so sad, and I want to have another one, but we've got to get rid of all this scar tissue on my belly button before I can do that. So that's the only thing I don't like about my tummy is my little belly ring scar. R.I.P. I wonder if I should mention my measurements. If that's of any interest to you, my bust measurement, you're not going to believe this, no one ever does, is 28. Yeah, I know, that's like the measurement of like the thigh of a rugby player. Yeah, so my bust is 28 and my waist is 23. No one ever believes that one either. And my hips are 33, which is where we are now. And like I said, I love my hip bones. I think it's so cute when they stick out, and it's usually like right above my underwear line. So, like I said, it's almost like your bones or your body structure sort of being a part of your outfit or a part of the sort of ensemble that you're wearing. And I think that's so glamorous. So I'm happy to sort of feel like I'm a part of that. I love my legs. I really do. They're short, because I am short. I'm only 5 feet tall, so they're not going to be crazy long. But I love the shape of them. I love that even though I'm skinny, my legs are super strong, and you can see the muscles, and I don't look like I'm skinny and I'm short and I'm tiny, but I'm not fragile, and I feel like my legs contribute a lot to me feeling like I'm not fragile, and I can take care of myself. I'm a big girl. But yeah, like my calves are very sort of muscular and my thighs are kind of on the thicker side. Yeah, I kind of love that I'm not super skinny from the waist down. I guess I skipped over some parts, didn't I? Gotta move backwards a little bit. I'm not the biggest fan of my ass. I think I used to be more athletic, and I think that that's why I'm not a big fan of her these days. I used to be into yoga and running and sports and weightlifting, and I used to have a beautiful sort of, you know, muscular, sexy bubble butt, and I don't really have that anymore. Life has just made me get busy and not have that much time for working out. So she's a little bit flatter than she used to be, but you've seen her. She's still cute. I think she's still cute. I'm not wearing panties, by the way. I think I mentioned I was wearing a dress, but yeah, no panties, no bra, just the dress, which is why I'm so excited for how this vibrator is going to feel in a minute. But anyways, I've never really had much of an opinion about my pussy. I mean, I just tried not to look at it or think about it too much before I started making porn. And I don't know, I guess I was just always concerned with how other people would see it. So I just tried not to think about it when I was like growing up, and I really haven't thought about it until I started having sex, and then that made me realize that boys don't care. Boys want to have sex. They don't care necessarily what it looks like. Most guys don't even seem to care too much how it's shaved or anything, so I just sort of keep it comfortable. It just, like, I like it trimmed very short for the most part. That's how I like to keep it. Low maintenance, but still inviting, I want to say. I hope it's inviting. That's the whole purpose. But yeah, I never really thought too much about how she looks until I started getting into making porn, and I would look at other girls and I would think, like, oh wow, her pussy is, like, super cute. How do I even feel that confident? Like, if I knew for a fact that my pussy was that cute, then I could definitely post pictures and stuff of it, but I don't know, I was very nervous. And then after the first time I think it was the first time I posted a picture of it on OnlyFans, someone messaged me and said that I had, like, the prettiest pussy they'd ever seen, and they were just mesmerized, and that they would, and then he subscribed for a whole year. He was like, I don't want this pussy to be out of my life. And I thought that was so sweet. And ever since then, I'm just like, fuck it. I have a pretty cute pussy and I have a pretty good relationship with her, I think. So, yeah, I love her now. I wasn't really too sure in the beginning, but I love her now. I used to think that maybe the shape was funny, or maybe my lips are too weird. I don't know. I just used to think that it could be anything that could be wrong with it, so I was very nervous, but ever since then, that totally cleared up any reservations I've had. I will gladly show off my pussy all over the internet. Now, this one is a little bit odd for me, too, because I talked about my legs, and now we are down to my feet, which, again, I never really thought much about it. I've had boyfriends and my husband tell me that I have very cute feet, but I thought it was just kind of a compliment that a man will give you to make you feel good. I don't know. And then when I first started OnlyFans, someone asked me for a video of my feet. Like, it was one of the first subscribers I had, and I thought that was crazy. Not crazy bad, I just had never considered my feet to be an attractive feature And I told him that straight up. I was like, wow, that's really amazing that you want that, and I'll do that for you. But I gotta know why. Like, I gotta know, like, what is it about my feet? And he told me that I just had really cute feet. And I was like, wow, that's, I guess it's something I've heard my whole life. I just never knew that they would be cute enough to be, what's the word, I guess, marketable? Yeah, I don't love them, but apparently they're very cute. I do love my toes, though. It's weird. I guess I just don't know. I don't have much of an opinion about my feet, but I do love my toes, and I love that they are not an odd length or shape, and they're all uniform and pretty. And, yeah. So, did I get everywhere? Oh gosh, is that everything? Ooh, my ears! I love my ears. They are very tiny, and no one ever sees them because my afro is so big, and just totally covers them. However, I do love to wear really big earrings, to show them off, and try to uncover them, whenever possible. I think they are very cute and dainty and adorable. What else did I miss? What else did I miss? Oh, this is kind of a weird one. My back. I have always been told that I have a very sexy back, but I hate it. I think it's so ugly. It's kind of weird to say out loud, but it's something I think in my head all the time. I hate my back. It's, I don't know. I love my neck, though. My neck is good. Back is bad to me. I think it's because I have a birthmark on my back and it's green. Ugh, of all colors. And there's one on my ass too that matches. That's green. I don't know if you've noticed. Ugh, but yeah. It actually used to be one big birthmark when I was younger. It was a big birthmark that stretched from my back to my butt, and it was all green. Over time, it's just faded to these two little spots. Thank the heavens above. Someone's looking out for me. I mean, oh my god. I'm so happy about that, but I still have a little bit of anxiety about my back and people seeing it sometimes. Okay, no, I definitely got everything. Maybe my smile, I guess? I used to hate my smile. I had a dentist when I was younger that broke my teeth, so there were years and years and years when they weren't perfect and it took a long time to get them looking nice, but yeah, so I love it now. I think it's very pretty and sweet, and it's not all broken, so that's a plus. gosh, what now? Now I really don't think I've missed anything. I love my cheekbones. What else am I missing? I think we're good. I think we're done. That was a little bit soul-bearing, wasn't it? You know, it's funny. I don't really see this type of thing as very... This isn't a cold transaction of money and sex and orgasms, you know, right? It's sort of a romantic involvement almost. So I think a lot of my audios that I end up doing for people become soul-bearing in some way. But this was quite different from even that. Are we ready for the real fun to begin? I think we are. So, like I said, I've got my favorite vibrator here. It's very intense. I hope the noise doesn't bother you. But yeah, I like a really strong vibrate, apparently. I'm kind of new to using toys. But, of course, I chose, like, the strongest vibrator on planet Earth to be like my favorite one. So yeah. So I've got it on this little low setting that I want to use to just tease the outside of my dress around my nipples. Yeah, it's a good idea to leave the dress on. Fabric is really, really soft. I have like sort of a blessing and a curse. My nipples are like really, really sensitive, and if I play with them for too long, and it's already becoming kind of too long to be playing with them. But if I play with them for too long, I'll start to cry. When I get like really, really horny, especially if it's from like foreplay like this, I'll just start tearing up a little bit. Losing my mind. You know, I don't think I've ever had the idea to use a vibrator on my nipples before. Oh, but I love it. Like this electricity that's running from my nipples and down my stomach and straight into my clit and just making it twitch. Yeah, I can't take this for much longer. I wish I was one of those girls that could have like a whole orgasm with just their nipples, just playing with their nipples. Oh, so, so jealous of those girls. Mine are sensitive, but they're not that sensitive. Now I've got it on this really high setting. Because I really, really... want to tease my clit through my dress. Oh, it's so soft. Vibrators feel good, but there's always a sort of roughness that some of them have. And this just takes that edge off and gives me pure pleasure. Okay, really, I'm gonna keep it on the high setting and lift up my dress and see if I can take it. I'm a little nervous. It's like vibrating out of my hand, practically. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, and it's so warm. Oh, because I've been using it for a few minutes now, so it's kind of heating up, you know? Oh, but that just adds to it. It just adds to how fucking good it feels, fuck. Oh, fuck, I gotta take a break. Oh, I don't know how to describe this. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh, if I had to describe this in any way, I guess I would say, like, you know, when you get horny gradually, you know, you see something or someone says something, or maybe nothing happens at all. You're just horny for no reason. And it happens sort of gradually. You just get, you know, you start from this bottom point of not being horny at all, and then it just builds and builds and builds. But a vibrator like this, a really intense vibrator like this, takes all of that out of the equation. You don't start at the bottom. And on the more intense settings, you don't even start in the middle. You just, you start at the end. Oh, and you're about to come already, like I am. Oh God, I'm gonna squirt all over this dress, fuck. Oh God, it's just like this. It's like it's being forced. That makes sense, like instead of slowly and just instead of slowly building to an orgasm is being taken from you. Does that make sense? That's what it feels like. I'm giving myself a break and just spreading my juices all over my clit. Just sort of relax her a little bit. Fingering yourself is, you know, it's slow and you're building and it's romantic and it's a process. That's what it is. It's a process where you know, you get your clit wet and you rub it, and there are these little jolts of electricity all through your legs and your toes and your feet and your arms, and your breath catches and you build up to this beautiful thing. Oh, but a vibrator is totally different. It's just this force that comes in, and like it does not give a shit about any of that. It doesn't give a shit how wet you are, if you want it or not, or if you're ready to go to the next step in the process, if you're ready to build to that next step. It doesn't care. It just wants to take that orgasm from you. Oh, and I want to let it so bad. Oh, I just want to let it have my orgasm. Oh, God damn it, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I need another break. Oh, it's just too intense, I can't take it. Oh, it's like I'm just losing control of my legs, and I can't control my breathing, and I'm getting a little dizzy. Oh, I'm trying to focus on you. Trying to focus on you and making this nice for you. And not saying or doing anything too crazy. And not kicking my legs out and knocking the mic over. I'm trying to go insane in a very controlled manner. It's not easy, but it's really fun. And I fucking love it. just fucking myself with the vibrator a little bit. And I'm just squirting just a little bit. It's almost like squirting, but like it's not enough to be really squirting. It's like I'm just creaming down my hand. Oh, I'm getting my fingers all sticky. Oh, fuck, I gotta get back to my clit. Fuck. Oh, I can't take this for much longer. I know I said that before. I just wanted to make it a little bit longer for you. I'm gonna go back down to a lower setting just for a few minutes. I'm just teasing myself for you. This audio's lasted this long, right? Oh, fuck yes. Oh, I feel like the lower settings, it's a little bit deeper. It's a little bit slower and deeper of a vibration, so for some reason I guess I feel it more like electricity on my inner thighs and kind of around my hips. But it's still just a tease. It's still just a tease because it's not intense enough to really make me come, I don't think. Oh, fuck. Knowing that a stranger is listening to me. I mean, of course I like it. I love it. I wouldn't do it if it didn't turn me on. That's kind of why I got into this, is because I wasn't feeling good about myself, and I thought that maybe, if maybe I let people listen to me, listen to my fantasies, maybe I would start to feel sexy. Now I do. Now, sometimes someone listening is the only way that I can really get off, you know? In between making customs and audios for Reddit and stuff like that, in between just recording myself, sometimes I don't come at all. Even when I'm with someone, you know, when I'm with my husband, I think, am I gonna come right now? No, I think I'll save it for when a stranger is listening to me, or when thousands of strangers are listening to me. Oh, I know that's probably horrible, but that's just how I feel. There's so many things I wish I could feel. Oh, I have to turn it back up. I want to do this for a little bit longer, but fuck. Oh, I'm so bad at being teased. I just want more, more, more. Oh, fuck. Oh, I also wish I was one of those girls who could have, like, a vaginal orgasm just from fucking myself. I mean, it feels good. It feels good to fuck myself. It feels good to be fucked, but I can't quite come from it. It's so frustrating. I want to know what that feels like really bad. And I wonder if it's something that I'm doing wrong sometimes. And maybe I just need help. I've come really close, though. I'm gonna try it right now. If I stick a couple fingers in my pussy. Oh, the vibrator's still on my clit. And I curl my fingers up. And just... sort of... Oh, it's almost like... I'm just curling my fingers over and over and over again, making sure they hit my G-spot. Oh, fuck. It feels really good and it makes me almost come. Oh, it's so frustrating. Oh, I wish I could just come like that. Come just from getting fucked. Come while my pussy is just squeezing around a cock or a dildo. It sounds like so much fun. There's so many ways that a girl can come that I've heard of. And only one way that I've been able to come, so I guess I get a little bit jealous sometimes. I'm so close. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh fuck, I'm looking at myself in the mirror. Oh, I look like such a slut. I fucking love it. Oh, fuck. I love looking at little sluts when they come. Oh, I love watching little sluts come. Oh, I love watching little sluts come so much. Oh my god, look at that little slut coming. Oh, letting someone listen to her come. Oh, what a fucking slut. Oh, you're such a fucking slut. Oh, I feel so good to have you listen to me. Thank you. Oh, I feel so good when you listen to me. I love you listening to me. I feel so much better to come with someone listening to me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuck, sometimes this is the only way I can come. I can only come if you listen. Oh, I can only come if you listen to me. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Oh, it feels so good when you listen to me. Oh, I look like such a slut. Oh, I look like such a fucking whore. Oh, I love it when you listen to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love it when you listen to me. Fuck. Listen to me. Oh. Oh, thank you. Thank you for listening to me come. I hope you don't feel like any of this is ever fake or fabricated for you or for anyone. 'Cause I really,